Okay, Chevra, Kavod Shabbos HaGadol, which is coming up upon us in less than a couple of days. It's Tuesday night, which means that we already entered the Shabbos Kodesh, so let's learn a Torah together on the Inyan of Shabbos HaGadol this week. So, it's, you have to mechazik yourselves during Bein HaZmanim, and that make sure that our Chabura continues to go. So it goes like this. So tonight's the Yahrzeit of two of the big tzaddikim, the Ohev Yisrael. And personally, one of my Rebbeim, sefer that I'm mamish very connected to very much, is the Tzvi Letzadik. So listen to what the Tzvi Letzadik says here. Unbelievable Torah on Shabbos HaGadol and the greatness of Shabbos Kodesh. Here we go. Ready? So Tzvi Letzadik, my Rebbeis, was Tess. So like this. Alpi mashe matzasi reisi b'sefer harokeach. He says, he saw in the sefer harokeach a davar chadash. Zel shono. Kol ha'ochel matzah. Kilchasa Shivas Yamim says anyone who eats matzah like we're commanded to for 7 days of Pesach, Kiilu Naasa Shotaf La Kadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereishis. It's as if you become a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. Dichsiv Matzos Yechel Es At Shivas Yamim. You should eat matzos for 7 days. Shivas Yamim Ein Kasa. It doesn't say Shivas Yamim just 7 days. Ella Shivas Hayamim, the 7 days. Shivas Yimei Bereishis, which implies what's Shivas Hayamim? The Dafka has a hey, which implies the, makes an emphasis on it, means the what? The 7 days of Maisa Bereishis. That what? That through eating matzah for 7 days, it's as if you're a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. That's what he says in Hilchos Pesach. So we know from the Gemara and Shabbos and Kufiyat Tesam and Beis, Shekolo Omer Vayichulu Hashmaim, right? On Leil Shabbos, Nasa Shotaf LaKadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis. You become a partner with Hashem in the creation of the world. Lefi Shebeemtzaos HaAdam HaShomer Shabbos, through a person keeping Shabbos, Niskayim HaOlam Achar Kach Basheishas Yamim. Vezulas Adam Hashomer Shabbos, without us through keeping Shabbos, you give the world kiyum. You help the world keep existing for another week. Vezulas Adam Hashomer Shabbos. If a person wasn't Shomer Shabbos, lo haya bekach olam atzmo liskayim. The world would not have the ability to be mekayim. Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo nas an koach ba olam atzmo rak l'sheish yam vevad. Because Hashem only gives the world to exist 6 days. Like it says from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Ki b'sheshes yamim ein kasav. It doesn't say in 6 days, kan ela sheshes yamim, which implies what? Not in 6 days created Hashem created the world, that Hashem created the world 6 days. Which means that what? That like the Or HaChaim says and the B'nai Yisachar says, that through Shabbos it gives 6 days to exist. I mean, the world only exists for 6 days. When it gets back up to Shabbos, that according to what we do on Shabbos will be if the world continues to exist or not. So the world is only 6 days because Shabbos is what gives the koach for the world to keep going. V'nimza, sheish b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos koach l'ha'amid ha'olam b'kiyumo, that every single Shabbos gives the koach for the world to keep on existing. L'ha'sheshes yamin, that what? It gives the world 6 days to keep going. B'emtzos adam ha'shomer Shabbos, kel chasel, through keeping Shabbos. V'nei, kishi yigia Shabbos l'fnei ha'Pesach, when we get the Shabbos before Pesach, yira l'chora, it seems to be, she'ha'Shabbos ha'lezeh ein bo koach kol kach kasher Shabbos ha'shana, that the Shabbos before Pesach would be a little bit different. Why? Because we just saw that what? Through eating matzah, you're also considered that you helped Hashem create the world, which means that what? The lemaisa, if you're going to eat the matzah this week, then that means that you don't need Shabbos. Why? Because the world's going to exist but through you eating the matzah. Ya'an, shara'inu shehutzracha olam lekoach acher, vehi koach akiyem achiles matzah. That through eating the matzah, that's what's going to give the koach for the world to exist. Again, this year is different because we have an ability that we have matzah, that we have Shabbos and Pesach together. But on a different year, when Pesach would fall in the middle of the week, lemaisa, then you wouldn't need Shabbos, or Shabbos would be on a lower level because you're going to have Pesach anyway. The Adrabba. Shemuchach lechora shehachag hamatzos habo b'emtza shvuah yegadol yoser meshabbos l'fanev, and it seems to make it look that what that Pesach chag hamatzos is even greater than the Shabbos before Pesach. Ye'an shehashabbos l'fanev ein bo koach lakiyam ha'olam de'asheshes yamim shelachrav ad shebo chag anizkar amidu b'koach chilas matzah kelchasa. Why? Because it makes it seem that what that through eating the matzah is what gives a kiyam to the whole entire world. I mean, that the Shabbos before Pesach wouldn't have the koach, that it would be a lower Shabbos, if anything. Listen to what he answers. V'lachein, therefore, karuhu b'mechabin la'Shabbos halazeh b'shem gadol. That's why this Shabbos is called gadol. Shabbos ha'gadol. Why? She'afa pikin. Kedusha Shabbos, afa Shabbos halazeh. He gadol mikol ha'yom tov, af me'achag matzah sabali tova. To what? To show you that don't think for a second that Pesach is greater than Shabbos. That what? That Shabbos, even the Shabbos for Pesach, is greater than any other yom tov ever. That Shabbos is Shabbos ha'gadol. To remind you what? That this Shabbos is also huge and tremendous. Ya'anshu shehuhu etzem kiyam olam. That what? That it's the etzem, it's the essence of what gives a kiyam to the whole entire world. V'hi zikaron l'maisa bereishis mamish. And this is exactly what it's zikaron, it's the remembrance of maisa bereishis, which gives a kiyam, right? And goes back to being a partnership with Hashem in creation of the world. Asher lo kein hu kol yom tov. But all the yom tovim are not on this level. Sheim rak l'zecher yitzias mitzrayim levad. That all the yom tovim are only a zecher yitzias mitzrayim. But Shabbos is zecher l'maisa bereishis and zecher yitzias mitzrayim. Which is a what? That Shabbos is even on a higher madrig than anything else. And also, it's a big schus this year that we have Shabbos and we have Pesach together. Right? It happens to be that Shabbos plus Pesach is Gematria 850. It's Gematria Yom Huledet Sameach, which happens to be my birthday, so it's nice that Rem is there. But the Nekuda is that you have to know that the Shabbos HaGadol, to remind you what? That the Shabbos is huge. And Shabbos is always huge. And it happens to be that Tzvi Tzadik says on another place, he says, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? It's because Shabbos HaGadol means that you come to Hakara of how great Shabbos really is. That the way that I've seen before from Shimshon Pinkas says, that it's not that we keep Shabbos, it's not that a Jew keeps Shabbos, rather it's that Shabbos keeps us. That through keeping Shabbos, we keep the world alive. And Shabbos keeps us alive too. So however, there's a tremendous Shabbos this week, and also there's another cool Nekuda about it. Is that basically we know that Pesach is called Pesach, which means Passover. It's a concept of Dilug. Dilug means to skip, right? It means to skip. So he says in a different Torah, in Torah Vav, he says, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So he says that if you take the word Gadol, so Gadol is the same osios as Dilug, which means to skip. Which means that on this week's Parsha, Shabbos HaGadol, that it's a Gadol, which means that it gives us the ability to Dilug, to skip. So sometimes, you know, we spent 18 years of our life, 19 years of life, 20 years of life, 26 years of my life, just wasting time. Mamash wasting time. So Shabbos HaGadol gives you the ability to catch up a little bit, to skip steps. To what? Normally we have to go step by step by step. But Shabbos HaGadol is in need of Dilug that it helps us skip to be at a higher step. So B'siyat HaShemayach, every we should put in our koach, to prepare as much as we can to be making ourselves for the Shabbos HaGadol, to get the ability to be a Gadol, to keep trying to make ourselves bigger, but to know that Shabbos is what the whole Kiyam HaOlam is, to put our kochos in, especially during Ben Hazmanim, you have to mechazik the Shabbosos, which chazik even a little bit of learning, zmiros, right, to mechazik our family, if we're going to be around our family, which haven't been around the whole year, and show them how special Shabbos is. So my Shabbos is unbelievable. And b'schus that, we should be zocha, like Tzvi Tzadik says here, in Torah Beis, in Torah Gimel, that's called Shabbos HaGadol, because we came to Akara of how great Shabbos is, and how big Shabbos is. So chevra, mechazik each other, mechazik myself, and keep our chabur going strong. B'siyat HaShemayah, chevra, b'siyat HaShemayah. That's all we can say, it's just b'siyat HaShemayah. Borei Olam should give us the koch to keep Shabbos properly, and to be fire on Shabbos, and to be mekasher ourselves to Shabbos as much as we can. And we know that chametz, like we said before, if you take chametz from miloy, means that you spell out the letters of ches, would be ches, yud, tuf, mem would be mem, mem, and tzadik is tzadik, tzadik, dalet, yud, kuf, is gematria 702, is gematria exactly Shabbos. That through Shabbos, it helps us erase the chametz, get rid of all the chametz of our lives, of the chametz, the stuff that which is remiss to Yitzhahara, like the Ari HaKadosh says, and like the Rav Matl Zilber says, that if you take gematria chametz plus seor, which is the nyanim that are asr on Pesach, chametz plus seor is gematria 639, is gematria exactly Eitz Hadas. And that the Indian of Shabbos is Eitz HaChaim. We should be zocher to eat from the Eitz HaChaim and erase all the chametz, erase all the Eitz HaHara from us, and to realize how great we are, and to keep striving, and to mechazik ourselves, that even if we're not in yeshiva right now, but that we could be mechazik, and we could keep growing, and dilug, and keep growing, and keep striving for everything we can, chevra. B'siyat HaShemayah, have a gevaldik Shabbos Kodesh.